Okay, welcome to this today's shows. I'm sitting here together with Christina and Bart. Christina, tell us what you're doing at the GC company.
I work as a professional services manager, so I'm responsible for the contact with the universities and key opinion leaders and scientific affairs.
Okay. And Bart, you are in a kind of an, I wouldn't say old chap, but very known, experienced,
well,
GC.
Belonging to the household, yes. I work since 20 years for GC in various functions, from product management, marketing, but now my latest assignment is director of professional services. And together with Christina and a few others, we are building up the organization in Europe. To bring our products under the attention of key opinion leaders, universities, and ongoingly look for scientific support.
Mm. Actually, we are talking about the scientific part, how the GC company is kind of making sure that each product is safe. And there are probably a lot of background steps the regular dentist doesn't know about.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe you know us as a company of having products with the highest quality standards and quality. That is because we have a very interesting system in Japan. In Japan, we are leading in the industry by our procedures. We have our own quality system built up. And in there, we have various testing phases in so-called CFT groups, where we work together from clinical side, R&D side, marketing side, and we always look at the highest safety standards. We always try to fulfill the standards we have internally, but surely also the international known standards like ISO and others.
For example, the normal dentist probably doesn't know anything about ISO standard. Can you point something out, is so we get a feeling for it?
Yes, of course. Standards vary from simple mechanical testing, like how strong is my material, but also how safe is my material. Biocompatibility, we do that on cell cultures as an example. And we have several technologies in-house which we continuously can use in newer generation of products, where we have a clinical track record, where we continuously monitor the results in the field with dentists, with universities. And we have very good, strict control on how to manage complaints. Because we think that, and we know that our products are safe, but once in a while things can happen, and then we have the duty for ourselves to record and make immediately action to come to countermeasures. So it's an ongoing process of making sure that the patient gets the safest materials.
For example, also a dentist, when he thinks my patient had a strange reaction one of your products.
Yes, we have there step-by-step rules what to do. Mostly the dentist will call the dealer. The dealer immediately will inform us in the offices. And there we have step-by-step, we follow a certain procedure. It goes into head office and we make sure that everything is registered and follow up.
Okay. But we can basically say that every GC product undergone some kind of testing.
Yes, without there is for us no way to bring products into markets. We don't test on patients, we don't test on enamels. It has to be safe and sure. That is also what our customers expect from us, that we do.
But just wondering, like, if I would start a composite company now, would it be due to the regulation allowed that I just am allowed to sell the company to the composite without testing?
No. You have to follow really some rules. You have medical devices. You have several testings you have to do. Your quality system has to be in place. It's not so that you as a talented dentist can make your own material and use that in the mouth of your patients. No.
That's good to know.
No. Be sure you should stay away from that.
No, actually, I'm kind of glad that I don't have to be in the composite material business.
Yes. It's a very interesting business where many new technologies each time pops up. We look very much at other industries, how they solve issues. You must understand that dentistry, dental market is a small market compared to the medical market. Maybe you have heard about our glass hybrid system, Aquia Forte. That is a material which consists out of existing updated technology together with resin coatings. What we learned from other industries, how to reinforce materials, how to make materials more wear resistant. And that is also interesting because today you have to look outside your own factory and skills and knowledge as well to learn from other industries where there is more money involved and more people working and even have, again, new technologies, new ideas.
Aquia is actually a great example because she sees one of the rare companies who actually think about materials who could be an amalgam alternative besides the typical resin and composite materials.
Yes, because you have different type of patients, you have different types of restorations. Not everybody has the same money in his pocket. It should be affordable for people. But also the dentists are under pressure. They have to deliver good quality in a short period of time. And this glass hybrid technology makes it possible for him to do a good restoration, which is efficient. And I think, Christina, we have at least now 6-7 multi-center or proactive studies.
Seven studies. Yes, and one clinical.
Yeah.
Where the longest one is already running for...
Yes, for 3.5 years.
Yeah, some even longer. So, yes, it's proven in the practice, but we also could prove at university level that under strict conditions, the material fulfills the requirements of being a posterior restorative material.
From your scientific point of view, how long would you say a class 2 Aquia will last? Or Aquia Forte?
Aquia Forte, yeah. Well, we see studies in Turkey over 6 years. We compare, it's not easy to do, but we want to compare often in split mouths where we compare similar sized restorations. And Christina
it's
and I,
very hard.
Very difficult to do. But yeah. Christina and I, we just come back from a trip to Valencia where we had a meeting with four centers who do a trial on patients, same classes, mm-hmm. same cavity size, class 2, and we compare it with a very known composite material, and results after 2 years are showing no difference.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, we always want to see the 3, 4, 5 years, and we follow that up, but it's really very promising to see that even after 2 years, the material is still performing in the same way as a composite.
Oh, that's nice. So what is your goal, for example, when usually, what's your optimal clinical study for you to prove that the material is good?
To prove that the material is good,
yeah,
prove
or,
that it satisfies the dentist and the patients as well. And yeah, I think that's the main reason.
Yeah, we think that we want to look at the clinical circumstances, class 2s, bigger ones, because you mentioned amalgam discussion. It's not only that people don't use it for new restorations, but you also have a high amount of replacements coming into practice. That means very often bigger cavities than normal. And there we would like to see how the material behaves, knowing what the limitations are as well. And therefore, again, as a quality standard, we have very precise instructions. We guide dentists by text and pictures, how to use, in which circumstances to use for optimal results.
Right now, are there still size limitations for the Equica Forte?
Yes, we think so. We will, at the moment, we cannot say that you can replace a cusp for that, but for that we just introduce a flowable material which contains fibers to protect the teeth against fractures. It doesn't mean that dentists always have to use Equia in the given indications. We have very nice composites. We have very nice flowable and injectable materials, a new class of materials which are making it easy for the dentist to shape the occlusal pattern. But yes, we have the limitations described within 1 millimeter of the cusp, the distance of the box.
But are you still trying to push that limit in your studies or see what's really the maximum? How does it work?
Well, we had with Equia, we discussed with several universities what the limitations and the size of the cavity could be. We did that in a very big field study where we monitored the results. We learned a lot there. We learned that the matrix system is a very important.
Really?
Because some matrix systems are not the best for class ionomers. You need a certain bulk into your proximal size, in your proximal box. That we learned, and we also learned that glass ionomers are like, for instance, ceramics, brittle materials. So you have to, for instance, round the edges. You should not have sharp edges, because there you can fracture your cement as well.
That's actually very interesting.
Yes, it was a very interesting exercise, because by changing the recommendations for the matrix, we could test a bigger dimension of the box. And that is what we do with Equia Forte. And there you see the cooperation between lab, R&D people, and in the field. We make new materials. We try to improve the flexural toughness. We see an increase in flexural toughness. And then we discuss that with opinion leaders, universities. They give us the green light to test in a bigger sized cavity. And so far with Equia Forte, we see that it survives very nicely, as said, compared to a composite, leading composite material.
I'm saying, because on Facebook there's quite a small trend with matrixing and finding the optical matrixing, cervical adaptation, and there are people who really watch these matrices under the scope and trying to add Teflon and everything that's really sealing, which is an important factor even when you're working on a rubber dam in the composite things. And that's why I'm kind of surprised, because the glass ionomers are so-called a bit less technique sensitive, or are supposed a bit less technique sensitive in this way. But apparently matrixing is as important.
Very important, because with the matrix you design the shape of your box preparation or restoration. And there we could see that by having more bulk mass into the proximal area, the material can withstand the chewing forces nicely. Keep in mind that most work of the dentist is still redentistry. Recently, again, proven in a latest study, over 50% is redentistry, and fractures are, with composites, very often the case. Secondary caries, glass hybrids have the advantage of leaching fluoride, protect the margins. It's not only the leaching, but it acts like a battery. So if a patient brushes his teeth with a fluoride-containing toothpaste, the fluoride stays into the cement, and the cement can leach in time again that fluoride. So it acts like a battery, a reservoir of protective ingredients.
Very interesting.
Yeah, it's a little bit underestimated, that power of the cement, but actually that is the beauty of the cement. It acts like a battery. It takes up and it gives away, because it's a hydrophilic material. So we looked at the behavior of the glass hybrids, which are protected with a coating. How does that work with the fluoride release? We have seen their data as well. it's a nice system because it protects so nicely the teeth. And if something happens, maybe it's better that the cement as such fractures rather than the teeth. Yeah, and that is also important because sometimes your restoration is there, but the teeth suffers by having caries signs, secondary caries signs, and that is also not nice.
You mentioned the EverX flow.
Yes.
I mean, what can you tell us how long there have been clinical testing with that? Because usually the complaint would be it's a new material, there are no tests out there.
Yeah.
What are you telling the dentists with the standard question?
Yeah, well, the group who developed that is based in Turku, StickTech. It's a very talented group with very nice researchers, but also clinicians. And this material comes from the EverX Posterior, where we have, since many years, very good experiences, clinical data as well. And now with the Turku group, they started at a very early stage with publications, with also with clinicals to see what the material can bring as an advantage. And what we see is that it's not only the strongest material available, but it protects the teeth against crack formation. And you as a practitioner, you certainly have seen patients with cracks, big amalgams which fracture, with that also tooth structure fracturing. That will not be the case when you use a fiber reinforced base material.
But it's kind of a pity by itself, because the dentist sees a cracked filling, maybe using EverX Flow, and then he might not see it, so...
But the patient will feel it, I guess. The patient will come, don't you think?
Well, if it's working, the patient is also not coming to the office.
Well, that, yeah. We trust that the dentist has enough diagnostic tools to diagnose cracks in time. This is about preventing it from happening, and that means you can now restore bigger volumes in the teeth. A cusp which breaks, you can use as a foundation, as a base, the flowable reinforced material, cover it with the more enamel-like composite material. And then we see that if it fractures, we call it repairable fractures, whereas with composite materials, it goes straight through the composite, through the teeth. And here the teeth is always protected. So again, like with the glass hybrids, if something fills, it's maybe better that the restoration fills, but not the tooth. And that is, I think, also an important message for people when they use the flowables. You do that because you want to protect the tooth for further damage.
Actually, that's a good closing.
I hope so. I hope so. I very much hope so.
Thank you a lot for the interview. It was very nice.
It was a pleasure.
And goodbye.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Have a nice day.